Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Hello, good morning. Good morning. We'd like to welcome you. Thank you for coming this day. It will be an incredible day today. We'd like to welcome members of the Minnesota House of Representatives, Minnesota Senate. Welcome. This will be an awesome conference today. I want to thank the Humphrey Institute for co-sponsoring this event along with the House, the Senate, and the Legislative Coordinating Commission. My name is Kathy Tingelstad. I'm a state representative and was on the planning committee for this great day, so I hope you very much enjoy it. I want to do a few housekeeping things here before we get started with the first presenter. I hope that you all got a packet as you came in, and you can just take a minute to look through it with the agenda for the day. And I want to make special note to the punch card that's included. I know that many of you have been visiting the technology booths this morning, which is just a really awesome opportunity to see what things our constituents access in state government and the role of technology in state government. And with our theme for today of One Minnesota, Our State, Our Future, and our role in the global economy, I'm sure you'll get a good perspective of that as we get through the presentations here today. Other housekeeping things, the restrooms right around the corner here outside the door. There's going to be refreshments in the area where you're just at in the atrium during the breaks. We'll be having lunch today in the Carlson School of Management, so we'll have some staff guide you over there during that part of the day so that there's a sit-down area for lunch. And then I know that many of you came on the bus this morning, and it sounded like the first bus was full. The second bus was fairly full, so we appreciate that you were able to carpool and through the bus and take that opportunity. And just an announcement that the buses will depart at 5 p.m. to return to the Capitol. So like this morning, there'll be two buses, and when the first one's full, then it'll leave, and then the next one will go shortly after. So with that, we'd like to get started, and it's my pleasure to introduce Brian Atwood, who is the Dean of the Humphrey Institute of Public Affairs, to welcome you. Dean Atwood.
Well, thank you very, very much, and we're very, very pleased that we can host this for the third consecutive year and believe, as we look back on the retreats that we've had in the past, that we have accomplished a great deal in terms of people getting to know one another, people having hopefully respect across partisan boundaries, and hopefully this day, the way it's put together, not only will you accomplish that, but you'll get a great deal of substance about the state that we are all so proud to live in and represent, in your case. The Humphrey Institute hopes that you will see this place as a nonpartisan resource on public policy issues. If you go out into the atrium later, I hope you'll look at those banners, because those banners represent who we are and what we do. You'll see references to science and technology and public policy, social policy, politics and governance. We're very pleased with our new Center for the Study of Politics and Governance, headed by Larry Jacobs, who is helping to co-sponsor this event today, and on. I won't go through all of them. I just want to say a word as a citizen of the state of Minnesota and as a person who once served for 5 years as a legislative assistant in the U.S. Senate. I know that there are a lot of people who hope that you will leave your politics behind as you enter your institution. You know you're not going to do that. You're not going to leave your ideology behind. You're not going to leave your strong views behind. But my experience in the United States Senate was that the people that served there who respected the institution the most were the most effective in carrying out what their constituents wanted them to carry out. That means respecting the rules. It means respecting your colleagues. It means respecting your leaders and all of those things. I had the opportunity for 8 years to represent the National Democratic Institute in promoting democracy overseas. And I will never forget a very important conference we held in Poland with a newly elected Polish parliament, the first time they had an election and a democratic parliament in 40 years. We brought over the best and top leaders of committees in the European, in Western Europe and the United States, and our U.S. delegation was headed by Vice President Mondale and former Majority Leader Howard Baker, a Democrat and a Republican. During one of the sessions, we were providing advice about parliamentary procedure, and the point was made that when the speaker puts the gavel down and says your time is up, then you should stop speaking. Immediately, a woman put her hand up and said, I object to that. For 40 years under the communists, we haven't been allowed to speak freely. I think we should be allowed to speak for as long as we wish. Well, Howard Baker said, Madam, you are free to speak for your allotted time, and after that, you must sit down and listen to your colleagues. That is democracy. I found that very interesting. And my allotted time is up. I hope you have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Dean Atwood. As part of the Planning Committee, we thought it was very important to involve all four caucuses in the House and the Senate as part of this day. So our introductory speaker this morning is the new Speaker of the House. Please welcome Representative Margaret Anderson Kelleher.
Well, Kathy, thank you so much. And first, before we get to introductions of the speaker this morning and the respondents, I wanted to do a particular thank you to the organizing committee. You know, sometimes we forget, and you'll find this happens, we forget about everything that goes into something to make it happen and make it seem very effortless and seamless for all of us. And so we had an excellent organizing committee who really came up with this idea and worked very hard to make it happen. I want to recognize Sheila Kiskaden, Kathy Tingelstad, Gopal Khanna. Gopal, are you in the room right now? There's Gopal. Larry Jacobs. Larry, where are you? Not here right now. And Diane Cushman. So if we could give them all a round of applause. And I think it's particularly important for us as those members of the 2007 legislative session to give a special thank you to someone who could have been in Arizona or Nevada or Florida right now in her retirement and could have ridden off into the sunset and said goodbye to all of us. But Sheila Kiskaden really sparked this idea and thought it was important to follow through and help this happen. So, Sheila, you know, thank you for sticking around and helping us, even when you didn't have to. So thank you for that. I think that this moment represents something that is important to me personally. And I hope it's important to you as well. This conference is about personal development, professional development, but it also signifies something that I talked a lot about with many people in the last year, and that is that the legislature has a certain and very special role in this state, and we should take that very seriously, and we should do it really, really well. But we also have another role in this state, and that is to convene people together to help us do our jobs better and help Minnesotans have a better life. And so this, I think, represents a beginning of that, an example of one way to do that, bringing business leaders, leaders from the nonprofit and academic sectors together for us to really have conversations today and begin conversations conversations that can create long-term change, not just because the legislature is going to create that change, but because maybe we can invite others in to that change as well. So I really thank you for the opportunity to be here and do this. So the way this session is going to work is that our first speaker, Peter Harkness, is going to do a presentation, and then we will have two folks who will come up and respond. But I'm going to do the introduction of everyone in the beginning, and then we also will have a question and answer opportunity, should we be on time. We're going to try in the beginning to keep this all on time. So the first session of today is really about Minnesota's place in the global economy. And our speakers will discuss how the global economy is and will affect the economy in Minnesota and how it will drive change in Minnesota, whether we're paying attention or not. It's my great pleasure to introduce Peter Harkness, founder and editor of Governing Magazine, a magazine for state and local leaders. Many of you know it already well. It has a circulation of 85,000. Peter founded the magazine in 1987 on the premise that much of the responsibility and authority for decision-making in the country had shifted to the state and local level. How true we know that is. Before that, Mr. Harkness was deputy publisher of Congressional Quarterly, another publication many of us are familiar with, and where he reported on the White House, Congress, and national politics. Mr. Harkness is a fellow at the National Academy of Public Administration, one of the few journalists to be inducted into membership there. After Mr. Harkness shares his thoughts with us, we will be hearing from Janet Dolan, who is the past president and chief executive officer of Tennant Company, a manufacturer of indoor and outdoor cleaning supplies with global operations headquartered in Minneapolis. Ms. Dolan started work with the company as associated general counsel in 1986 and advanced to senior vice president, and then was named president and chief executive officer in 1990. Before joining Tennant, she was a trial lawyer for 10 years. In 2005, after retiring from Tennant, she started a consulting firm called Act 3 Enterprises to help others plan for their own Act 3. Many of you in the room will have Act 3, 4, 5, and 6 with how young all of you are. She continues to serve on the corporate and community boards, and she is also still on the St. Paul Travelers Company. She's on the United Way Board of the Greater Twin Cities, and she also is a member of the New York Stock Exchange Listed Companies Advisory Committee. She's earned her Juris Doctorate from the William Mitchell College of Law in St. Paul. And then we'll hear from Robert Sankler, who joined Securian Financial Group in 1974 as an actuarial trainee. 20 years later, he was named CEO, and in 1995, he was elected chair of the board. Mr. Sankler has played a leading role in product innovations, including variations on life insurance products, annuity products, and for more than a decade, he has had a role in shaping the company's strategies for maintaining financial strength. He is on the board of HealthEast. On the board, he's also involved in many other organizations, including Capital City Partnership, the Minnesota Business Partnership, and he also serves on the University of Minnesota Carlson School Board.